time for Mom and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Friends, here's a story with a happy ending. The hero had wearily plowed through a nerve-wracking day at the office. Then he got into his car and drove home through all the traffic. Well, even as you and I, he got snarled up a couple of times, missed a couple of green lights, and at last, when he walked into his house, yes, you guessed it, he'd worked up a nagging headache. But wait, that isn't the end of our story. This man had a wise little wife who always kept plenty of Alka-Seltzer around the house. So almost before he could say, "Gosh, I feel rotten," she had plunked 2 tablets of Alka-Seltzer into a glass of water, and he was on the road to a pleasant evening at home. Now, if nervous days at work and traffic troubles occasionally give you one of those fretful end-of-the-day headaches, then fix yourself a glass of sparkling Alka-Seltzer and help yourself to its effective, pleasant, and prompt relief. And friends, when asking for Alka-Seltzer at your drugstore, remember it's wise to buy 2 60-cent packages instead of one, with an extra package on the side, when a headache comes, you're well supplied. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jotham Down store and Meadowlark restaurant talking to Esther. Listen.
Yeah, now what in the world are them folks lining up out there in front for? I thought at first they was coming in for lumber, so I started making a batch of them. Then I realized that line went right on past the store. It wasn't coming in here at all.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what's the party, you know?
I don't know.
Couldn't be a sale over at Dick Huddleston's store, because he's clean over on the other side of the street.
Yeah.
And it couldn't be nothing that Luke Spears is putting on in competition stores, because he's too far down the road. The line wouldn't reach this far.
No.
Whatever it is, I ain't got time to bother with it now. I've got to get busy and answer all them telegrams that's been pouring in here from all the big restaurants.
You gonna answer all them?
Why, natural, I've got to. My nigh ever famous chef in the country wants to get the receipt for Lumberger, so I've got to send it to him.
Well, Lum, they'll all be in competition with you then. Be a shame for the Lord North Astorias, for instance, running the Meadowlark restaurant out of business. This one we got it going for good, too.
Well, I think there's enough business for both of us.
Yes, huh?
We'll handle the business around Pine Ridge, and I'll let the world off take care of it for New York customers.
Well, it sounds like a fair enough arrangement.
The telegram I'm having the most trouble answering is that one we got from Mexico City. I can speak a few words of Mexico, but I'll be dead blamed if I can write it.
Oh, that's harder, huh?
Oh, yeah. I've started a couple of times, but after I get a few Mexican words wrote down, I ain't sure just what I said.
Yeah, well, Lum, they'll know. They can read that language all right.
Yeah, but I'd like to know what I said, too.
Yeah, well, that would be nice, eh?
Might say something I don't mean. In case they ever answer me, I'd like to know what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just can't help you none on that, Lum. I don't know that language at all.
Wish I had a book on it. Oh, by the way, Abner, you better get some new ice for them goddamn oysters. I noticed last night the ice was just about melted.
Yeah, well, I'll take care of it.
Wait a minute, what about there? Where's that tub full of oysters? They were sitting right there last night.
Yeah, well,
sure. You ain't moved them from ice, I'll tell you.
Let's see now.
Don't reckon somebody stole them.
Oh, I doubt that. He's gonna steal anything.
That's curious.
Yeah. Yes,
order. No wonder Cedric take them to school with him like he did back in yesterday.
Oh, no, I'm not sure he never taken them to school.
Well, what could have happened to
him? Yeah, that is curious. Of course, now, Lum, you said that you wanted to get shot of
them. Well, I hate to lose them outright. I'd take good money for them varmints. I was hoping we'd find some kind of use for them.
Use for them? I don't know what it would be. Only they can't lay eggs and couldn't sell the skins or nothing like that. I don't know what other use you'd find for
eating. Abner, get busy and see if you can't find them, son.
Well, I'll look around and see if I can
open them. I'd help you, but I've just got to get at these telegrams. Keep putting it off every day.
Yeah, well, you work on them and I'll hunt for the
officers. Good morning.
Oh, morning, Doc.
Yeah, howdy, Doc. Nice day. Yes, it is.
What's that lineup of people out there for?
I don't know, Doc. We're wondering about that affair.
People will line up nowadays. They don't care what it's for. If they see a line, they'll get in it.
Yeah, you're right about that, Doc.
If people see a line nowadays, they'll get right in it. Don't ask any questions. What are you doing there, Lou?
Well, I'm trying to answer some of these telegrams we've been getting. I'm sort of stuck on this one here. It's that we got from Mexico City, the Hotel Reforma down there.
Oh, yes. Nice place.
I want to write it in Mexican, but I don't know their language good enough.
Yes. Well, now, I might be able to help you, Lum. I know a few words of Spanish. Pick them up here and there.
Can you sure enough help me, Doc?
Well, we can give it a try. Just exactly what is it you want to say, Lum?
Well, I thought it would...
The word for friend is amigo. A-M-I-G-O. Amigo. Meaning friend.
Yeah, well, maybe we didn't use that someplace. And I thought I told you to hunt for them oysters.
Well, I'm doing the good, just a minute. Just noticing some telegrams here that I hadn't saw before. Lum and Abner, Miller, Lark, Preston.
You can read them some other time, Abner.
Yes, sleep through this to leave dining room until we serve him Lumberger. Will you rush recipe? Because soon, either he or his five-day reservation will expire. Johnny Burke, Chief, Hotel Last Frontier, Las Vegas, New Body. Dolby, you better do something about that in a moment.
Yeah, well, I'll answer these as best I can.
Hope for that fella to get expired out of there. Well, here's another note, though. Many of our patrons are inquiring about your new sandwich. A Lumberger, and are asking what it is. Would appreciate your sending me recipe. Eugene, world famous for seafood, Milwaukee Whisk.
Yeah, they're coming in from just everywhere. Well, let's see, where is we at now, Doc?
We've gotten as far as amigo.
Yeah. Lum Edwards, Lum in Abner Pine Ridge, Arkansas. I would appreciate receiving your recipe for your famous Lumberger with you featuring it on our menu here at the Netherland Plaza. We want to give Sim Matt I.M. the same advantages as a good citizen of Pine Ridge. Thanks and best wishes, Matt Schulman, General Manager, Hotel Netherland Plaza.
Doggy, here's another.
Where was that from?
Hotel Netherland. What Plaza, I believe.
Well, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah. I got a postcard from Cincinnati once.
Good about your Lumberger.
Interesting.
Would like to know, indeed, I am.
I'm
somebody here might like
this.
All I know is there's a sign on the hotel which says, take the elevator to the roof and get an eyeful of the city.
George M. Mordecai, Omar Khayyam's Restaurant, San Francisco, Dallas. Well, if they got anybody there like Ulysses S. Quincy there or so like them, that one would eat five of them sandwiches every day.
Oh, yeah, he's our best customer.
Oh, he is.
Well, Abner, you get busy on them oysters and let me and Doc get to work here.
Yeah, all right, sure, I'll
do it. Now, where had we got, Doc?
Amigo.
Yeah. Well, first...
Little friend.
Yeah, I know. That'll be a good word to work in there, Summers, but I'd like to start off with dear sir.
Dear sir, that's nice. Conventional.
How do you say that in Mexican?
Conventional?
No, dear sir.
Oh, well, let me see now. Dear sir.
I'm pretty sure the word for sir is senor, but I don't know how to say dear.
Yes. Well, maybe we can change it a little then. How about saying dear friend?
Yeah, that'd be fine, but I still don't know how to say dear.
We can use that word right there, amigo. A-M-I-G-O.
Yeah, but Doc, you see...
That means friend.
But we still don't know how to say dear, though.
Oh, yes. Well, in that case, let's say senor, amigo. We've offered here.
Is that all right?
I think that's acceptable. It's friendly, respectful. Yes, I think it's all right.
Well, good. At least we're getting started now.
Amigo is spelled A.
I know. Now then, I want to say, was happy to receive your telegram.
Yes?
How would you say that, Doc, in Mexican?
Well, do you have any occasion in there to say, the man buys a large hat?
No, I don't believe so.
That's el hombre copla un sombrero.
Yeah, well, I don't believe that much fit in with what I want to say.
Now, if you want to change that to the woman buys the large hat, you say, la mujer buys the large hat.
What's everybody buying hats for?
Abner, you ain't supposed to be listening.
Oh, excuse me.
Hey, Mr.
Abner. Oh, yeah, what is it,
Cedric?
You ain't supposed to be in here.
Well, I just
want
to give you this money.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Better get out there again. You're going on the
edge
today.
What
was Cedric giving you money for,
Abner? Oh, nothing. Hold it, Cedric.
Thank
you. That young boy, Cedric.
Yeah, let's see here. So far, we got down Senor Amigo.
Yes, when you wanted to put down the man or the woman by the large hat.
You know, Doc, I'm afraid I can't use that. I think we had a Mexican grammar book to help us with this.
Well, now, say, I've got one, Mom. First year Spanish book. Abner, will you go back in my office and find that Spanish book of mine to my desk door?
Yeah, sure, I'll get it, Doc, I think.
And look for them oysters, too, Abner.
All right.
You look at that line out there, Doc. It's getting longer all the time.
Yes, I was noticing that.
What in the world can they be lined up for? They'd give anything to know.
You know, Lon, it might be something important.
Yeah, it'd be a shame to miss out on it, wouldn't it?
Yes. Wait a minute, Doc. I'll look here, Lon.
Well, hurry up. We don't want to be late. Come on.
We went out there an hour ago. Everything's probably sold by now.
Yeah.
Can you see where the line leads to, Lon?
Well, it looks like it's some kind of a stand down there, like a lemonade stand. Looks like Cedric's running it.
Yes, right here, boy.
Well, he's got a big sign of some kind. Well, swan to goodness.
What's the matter, Lon?
Look what that sign says. Here now, in person, 50 real live oysters in their native shells. 10 cents a look.
Well, it looks like the old fellows are making some money out of those oysters after all. Friends, I hope that you haven't an annoying cold right now. But if you have, here's an easy, sensible, pleasant way to find prompt, effective relief from much of its discomfort. It's Alka-Seltzer's ABC Cold Comfort Treatment. A, Alka-Seltzer. Take it at once at the first sign of a cold. B, be careful. Rest, eat, and dress wisely. C, comfort. Gargle with Alka-Seltzer to help soothe a raw, raspy throat. And there you have the Alka-Seltzer way to dependable, fast relief from the fevery shake-all-over feeling that usually comes with a cold. And so you'll never be without the comfort that Alka-Seltzer can give. Ask your druggist for an extra package. Make it 2 60-cent packages instead of one. Now this is Dean Baker saying good health to you all. Be sure to join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. It's a scientific fact. Vitamins are important food elements. The question is, does your diet contain enough of the right vitamins? To help you find out if you need supplementary vitamins, try this unusual one-a-day brand home vitamin test. Ask your druggist for one-a-day multiple vitamin capsules. The 60-capsule packages cost only $2. Take one capsule each day for 60 days. If you do not feel benefited, your druggist will refund your money. To try this home vitamin test, be sure to ask for one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsules.